Welcome to a DevOps walkthrough using Visual Studio 2015. My name is Anthony Boughton, and I help organizations improve their development processes and practices using Microsoft tools. I'm a Microsoft Visual Studio ALM MVP and a Microsoft Certified Trainer. My focus in this session is looking at continuous integration and continuous delivery using the new build features available in Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server 2015. I hope you find the session informative.
In this presentation, I'm going to walk you through several things. We're going to go and create a brand new build agent and configure the appropriate pool and queue. We're going to build the application and run unit tests automatically. We're going to package the application so that we can use WebDeploy to deploy that to our test web server. We're going to create a machine group so that we can easily and conveniently work with the servers in our test environment. We're going to use PowerShell desired state configuration to ensure that the target servers are configured the way the application requires them. We're going to use WebDeploy then to deploy the site package onto the web server. We're going to auto-deploy and configure the test agent onto the web server in our machine group. Finally, we're going to run our coded UI tests and then report on the results. The first thing I want to do is to set up my build server. I'll go and access the TFS admin pages through the web browser. I'll click Agent Pools and say New Pool. My pool will be named after the application that will use it. I want to give permissions to the service account. In my case, that's _s tfs build. I'm going to download the agent, and now that's just a simple download of agent.zip. I'll go and save it to the default location, and then we'll extract it down to the C drive. I'll place it into a folder called agent, and this is where all of the working directories are going to reside. I'm going to open up PowerShell in an admin console, and I'm going to call the configure agent script. I'm going to accept the default name of the agent, and then type in the details for where my TFS server is. I'm going to provide the pool the agent belongs to, accept the default working directory, I'll say yes, I want to run this as a service, and then I'll provide the credentials that I want that service to run under. It now goes and configures that agent for me. I'll do a little bit of cleanup there. Now let's have a look. I'll go and refresh the screen, and sure enough, there's our brand new agent, but it's not running at the moment. A quick visit out into services, and then I'll find the appropriate service and start that now. Now when I refresh the screen in the browser, you'll see that our agent is all good and ready to go. So let's go ahead and create our first build definition. The first thing I want to do is just to quickly build the solution locally to make sure it works, and it does. I'll now go into the web portal and select the Build tab up the top. I'll click Add, and we're going to build based on the Visual Studio template. You'll see there that it adds 4 build steps for us automatically. I'll identify the particular solution I want to build, and for me, it's just simplecalc.sln. We'll go to the General tab, and I'll change the default queue to the queue associated with the SimpleCalc pool. For convenience, I'll also choose to change the build number format. I'll then go into the test build step, and I'm going to exclude coded UI tests so that these aren't executed on the build server. We'll save that, and I'll give it a nice easy name, SimpleCalc build, and I'll include a comment just to say that it's the initial build. We're all ready to give it a start, so let's queue that build. And now you're looking at the output coming back from the build agent. You'll see that it's a lot quicker than the previous XAML builds used to be, and it's now done. Now that our first build's done, let's go into our SimpleCalc web application, and what you'll see here is that I've gone in and specified a publishing profile to create a web deploy package. It's going to create simplecalc.zip for us. Let's go across to the build definition, and I'm going to provide some msbuild arguments. I'm going to specify that the output should be placed into the build staging directory folder on the build agent. We'll go ahead and save this and provide a suitable comment. Now let's go ahead and queue the build and make sure everything still works. success. Now I want to create a machine group. We'll go up to the test option up the top. I'll go into machines and say add. I'll name my machine group test machines. Machine groups are a convenient way of working with one or more servers in what you might think of as an environment. I'll provide administrative credentials there and I'll add just a single machine called testweb1. Next, we need to copy some files down to machines in our machine group. I'm going into the build definition and choosing edit, and we'll go and add a build step. It's the Windows machine file copy step we're adding here. We'll go and provide a suitable source. And then I'll choose my machine group we've just created. I'll leave copy to machines blank, meaning that we're copying to all machines in the machine group. We'll choose a destination and clean up any existing files. And now I'm going to add another Windows machine file copy step there. I'll specify a source. This time we're copying across our simplecalc.zip. And we're copying it to our test machines group, providing the destination folder. I'm going to rename this now. I'll give it a more friendly, meaningful name that appears in the list of build steps in the center of the screen. I'll save the changes I've made and provide a helpful comment. The next thing we should do is queue a new build to make sure everything's still working. I'll take a moment to point out that what you're seeing here has not been sped up. This is happening in real time, so it's certainly quite quick. And success. Now we're ready to use PowerShell DSC to set up our target web servers exactly the way that we need them. That way we can easily add servers at any later stage. I'll go and edit my build definition, and I'm adding a build step to run a PowerShell script on the target machines. I'll enter the name of the PowerShell script here, and I'll rename the build step to make it a little more friendly. Let's save it and provide a helpful comment. And then we're ready to queue a new build to test it all out. While this is running, I have sped it up a little bit. The PowerShell script's going to install the following things if they're not already present. It'll install IIS, ASP.NET 4.5, the web management console and tools. It's going to stop the default website, I don't need it. It's going to create a folder. It's then going to create a new SimpleCalc website and assign it to port 8000. We'll install WebDeploy 3.5 if it's not already there, and also reboot the server if necessary. And we're done. Now we're ready to go ahead and call MSWebDeploy to deploy the website to the target server. I'm going to go and add a PowerShell on target machines build step. We're going to say run it on all the target machines and provide the name of the PowerShell script. We'll go and give it a friendly name. And now I'll add another step. In this step, we're going to go and use the Windows machine file copy. And I want to copy my test DLL, the DLL containing the coded UI tests, down to my test machines so that I can run them. And we'll finish it off by giving it a friendly name. And now we're down to the last two steps. I'm going to add a Visual Studio Test Agent deployment step so that I can deploy that test agent to our machines in the test machines machine group. I'll use environment variables for the credentials for the agent configuration. We'll go in and then set those environment variables quickly and easily. I'll specify my _STFS build account. But notice when I put in the password, I'm going to click the little padlock to tell it to obscure and encrypt the information I enter there. I want it to run as an interactive process so I can run coded UI tests. And then for convenience and speed, I've got a copy of that test agent on a file share so that it doesn't have to pull it down from the internet. My final step is to go and run my coded UI tests. So I'll add the appropriate build step. I'll choose the machine group to use. Tell it where my coded UI test DLLs are. And then let's save it and provide a helpful comment. Now we'll kick off our build by queuing it. As we go through the DSC step, almost everything we need is already installed. So of course that was much faster than before. We're now deploying that test agent and configuring the test agent automatically, and now we're ready to go ahead and run our coded UI tests. I only have two coded UI tests in my example here, and they're both going to pass. Our build has finished. Now we can open up and have a look at the results of our test run. We'll open up the test run, and on the right-hand side, you'll see a variety of charts detailing the outcome of the tests that were executed as part of my build. As a final step, I'm just going to do a little bit of housekeeping. I'm going to go and edit my build definition and choose the step that deploys the test agent. I'm going to turn off Update Test Agent so that it won't automatically update that every time the script runs. I'll give it another run in just a moment. Here you can see that our subsequent test runs drop quite a bit down to just 4.4 minutes from the beginning to the end of that script. And finally, don't forget, we get a full history of all changes made to our build definition over time. And that brings us to the end. So what you've seen is how we can go and install a brand new build agent. We went and created the appropriate pool, set up the queue, and gave the account the appropriate permissions. We set up our first build and had it configured to automatically run unit tests. We also went and created the web deploy package. You saw me go and create a machine group, and we added the TestWeb 01 server to that group. We used a PowerShell desired state configuration script to go and configure a server in exactly the way that the application requires it. I used web deploy to go and deploy the site package onto that new test web server. You saw me go and auto deploy and configure the test agent on that web server. And then finally, we ran coded UI tests and were able to quickly and easily view the output or outcomes from those particular tests through the web client.
Thank you for watching the session. I hope you found it informative. Please take a moment to leave some comments below if you found the session helpful.